The LGBT community has come a long way militarily since the beginning of the Obama administration. Policy now permits gay service members to serve openly, and a new transgender policy is expected soon. Todd Weiler is Assistant Secretary of Defense for Manpower and Reserve Affairs. He's also openly gay. As LGBT month comes to a close, Federal News Radio Scott Massioni asked Weiler about his civil service career.
My history is I was in the Army. I was an attack helicopter pilot in the first Gulf War. And in those days, it was, I was very low-key, very in the shadows, like tens of thousands of others, millions over the years. And then I came to D.C., was appointed by President Clinton to the Deputy Assistant Secretary of the Army position, and had to implement Don't Ask, Don't Tell. So that was quite a difficult experience for me. But I realized, this was what he could get done. And I will always remember the president standing in front of a large group of congressional leaders and military leaders and saying, just be prepared. We're moving forward, and it will happen. And he was right. It just takes a while. Attitudes have to change, and it takes, a period of time for that to happen. But then when it does happen, things change fairly quickly. And I think that's what we're experiencing now. So today, I don't really look at it the same way as I did in the 90s or even in the 2000s. Today, I'm recognized more about what I do, not the fact that I'm gay.
There is the fact that you are a minority, though, and it's hard to get out of that mindset sometimes that people think about you differently. Do you think that has changed within the Obama administration? Has it changed within culture itself? And what have you seen?
It has changed significantly, and I think for a lot of populations out there. And particularly, I would say in this building, we recognize the fact that diversity is strength and diversity is power. Our military being diverse just makes us better, because we're an all-volunteer force. We have to represent the communities that we're serving and that we're recruiting from. So I think that's vitally important. The fact is that there's always going to be that small group of people out there that have certain opinions that you're just not going to change. And we just deal with that and move beyond that. But I think that the vast majority of people, I don't think that they even think about this anymore. And they've come together as a community, and they look at service for what it is, as opposed to who is doing it.
Can you speak to some of the accomplishments that you've had over, your tenure here, as not only in the LGBT part of policy, but also in the larger grand scheme of personnel?
Sure. I'm excited, one, to be leading the department for military and civilian personnel issues. And what I have experienced since my time here in the 90s, the major transformation that has occurred, there is absolutely, as I look across this organization, there is not a thread of discrimination in the way that we recruit or retain our military or our civilian personnel. And I'm just so proud to see that. And again, I think it has just permeated throughout the community here that we need to attract and retain the best and the brightest, and that's what they're doing. I mean, we're reaching out. I think the secretary puts it so well when he says, we need to fish from different ponds. He is exactly right in saying that we need to be reaching out to the communities that we serve and bring in more people. And just from the LGBT standpoint, I think it's a great opportunity for those gays and lesbians that want to serve. This is a great opportunity to do so, because I can think of no one that I would rather serve with than someone that has a sense of community, that knows what it is to sacrifice and know what it is to struggle.
I think one thing that we're all interested about is there going to be a transgender policy coming out? And if so, when might it come out and what might be in it?
Sure. So, yes, there is a policy that will be coming out. frankly, I can't tell you when it will be coming out because I don't even know. I am honored to have been on some of the working groups dealing with this issue. But what I can tell you is that not unlike any personnel policy that we deal with, we're being very methodical in looking at all the issues, the personal issues, the medical issues, the readiness issues involved. And so we want to make sure we have it right before we come out.
And what about some other things that you've kind of worked on throughout your career here as secretary? You know, what kind of things really stand out where you say, you know, wow, I'm really proud that I did this, or, you know, I think this really helped some people within the military to have served better?
One of the things that I'm very excited and proud of doing is working on our blended retirement system, which... when I served, I wanted to serve my nation, but I didn't want to make a career out of it. I wanted to be able to do my time and then go and do something else. And I think the steps that we've made now in creating a retirement that's portable for folks that want to come in and serve and then go do something else, and also taking into account the things that the secretary, again, is talking about, being able to go into civilian service and come back into military service, making that more permeability an issue. I mean, these are great advances, and I think what that does is just cast a wider net, again, to make an offering to people that want to serve but don't necessarily want to do it for 20 or 30 years. So that's an achievement that I'm very proud of working on and look forward to, you know, seeing it implemented as we move forward.
So what are you hearing from these people, from the new recruits, from the people you're trying to get hold of now?
Yeah, I think a lot of this is not only the outreach and implementing some of the things that the secretary's talked about, but it's a communication element. It's educating people on this. And that's really, you know, that's another area that I'm very interested in doing more of is as part of that, you know, fishing in new ponds piece and outreaching to the communities, is to getting people to understand the new opportunities that exist and that are coming down the pike, because it allows for people to be more flexible in the way that they serve their nation. And I think that's critically important. So I haven't spoken to anyone that I can recall right off the top of my head that's actually experiencing some of these issues, but the folks that I have talked to in our outreach, even up in New York City, talked to a few folks, there's definitely a growing interest in being able to come in, serve their nation, and go back out and serve their communities, do something in the community. So I'm excited about the opportunity in the future.
That's Todd Weiler, Assistant Secretary of Defense for Manpower and Reserve Affairs, interviewed by Federal News Radio Scott Massioni. Share this interview with colleagues. Go to federalnewsradio.com/federaldrive and click share with friends.